Hello.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Mrs. Coleman?
I'm calling on behalf of my mother.
Oh,
She
okay.
has a prolapsed, uterus. What can she do aside from surgery to help that?
Know, surgery is sometimes the only option because when the tissues have gotten that weak that the uterus is prolapsed, sometimes they just can't be built back. Now, I have heard from some women, and they were telling me they had a kind of an early prolapse, that the exercises that are sometimes done of the muscles in the pelvis, I'm sure you've heard of them, called Kegel exercises, Kegel, and you can look that up online if you wish, have helped them. But in most cases, it helped them not to have surgery for longer. It didn't prevent it entirely. But there were a couple of ladies, just a couple, who said, "Oh yeah, I do those Kegel exercises regularly, and I just don't have problems anymore." And apparently, they strengthen their muscles enough to keep things in. Now, that is one other thing. That does bring up one other thing to mention, and that is, if it happens to be your mom, then she's probably past menopause. And past menopause, some women's testosterone levels drop so low that they're way below the women's normal, never mind anything that would be usual for a man, but they're way below women's normal. And when a woman drops below woman's normal for her testosterone, then it doesn't matter where the muscle is, in the pelvis, in the arm, or wherever the arm muscle is, it cannot maintain its strength. And so if she were going to try the Kegel exercises to see if it would do her any good, and remember, it doesn't work for many, but it does work for some. If she were going to try them, she'd be well advised to get her blood serum testosterone, and it's very important to get the free testosterone fraction measured, because the free fraction of testosterone is the one that does all the work, and the total is just kind of sitting there waiting to go to work. But I'm not at all telling you that testosterone itself will fix the problem. I'm telling you that if there's low testosterone, then we can't have the muscles fix the problem.
I see. Well, would oxytocin help that situation, or with creatine
Good,
or anything?
you've been doing your reading, sir, because
No, sir.
oxytocin.
No, sir. You told me that in the dispensary when I bumped into you.
Oh, is that it? Okay, you are correct. Oxytocin has been proven by a group of research to stimulate muscle cell stem cells and help keep muscles stronger. So that's another factor that could help, yes.
So, would a prolapsed uterus be a byproduct of low adrenals?
Not
I
usually.
know she's seeing Dr. Lamson for a while, and I'm pretty positive that she's got adrenal fatigue. And I remember you mentioning that on another radio show where there was adrenal fatigue leads to glaucoma, and she had uncontrollable glaucoma. So
Yes.
they put her on the AC carbamide and other things, and you know how Lamson is really big on thorn products. So yeah, but do you think that a prolapsed uterus could be helped by maybe testosterone, oxytocin, and some creatine and different amino acids, or no?
Yes, sir, there is a possibility of that, but what I'm trying to tell you is that it's not usually effective in the majority, simply because we don't usually hear from women until it's pretty far gone. But it can help some people, and those things you've mentioned can't hurt, particularly even if we're using testosterone, it can't hurt if we use it in women's doses. So I would certainly want to give it a try before head surgery, but I can't tell you, wow, that works 99% of the time or anything.
Okay, well, I really like you and thank you for your help.
Well, sorry I couldn't help more, sir, so, but thank you for calling. Thank you.